Regresó. Pues es Nishmas Avi Moria Tobin Sokas, pues es Nishmas Daniel Shane was Yeshua Falak. Parshas Veschanan, we have the Aseres HaDibros, we have the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Shomor is Yom HaShabbos L'Chadsho. Kasher Tzivko Hashem L'Kecho. So first we have to understand the difference, what's Zohar and what's Shomor. And Parshas Yisro, it says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Chadsho. Zohar we normally assume is the Mitzvah Seseh, Shomor is the Mitzvah Lo Seseh. So here it says Shomer, and then it says that the reason of Shabbos is Zachar ki Eved Hayisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim, is to remind ourselves of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Whereas in Parshas Yisro it says Zachar, and it speaks about Ma'aseh Bereishis. So what's the switch? Here, you see in Yisro it says Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Chadsho, and it says Kishesh Yomi Masa Hashem Masa Shemayim Esaretz. So we have the two switches: the Zochar in Yisro and the Shomer in Veschanan. And the in Yisro we have Shabbos is because Kishesh Yomi Masa Hashem Masa Shemayim Esaretz, and in Veschanan it has the idea of Tzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a pasuk in the Haftorah, right? Sumaro meinechem, ru mi bara eila. Amotzi mispar tzvam chom shem yikar brave onim v'amitzkoach. Ish lo nedar. So we'll see what the significance of that pasuk is. You see, there's a famous Rambam in the Sotah Torah, page 10. Eichu aderech la'avoso. How does a person reach Avas Hashem? And he says, B'shosh yizbonen ha'odom. The mass of Uvru of Hanifloy is by looking at the Bria. Rabbi Cohen always says, looking at the Bria. You see how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that brings you to Avas Hashem, which is, Shem Shul points out, similar to the Pasuk in Yishayahu. Su marom einechem, uru mi bara eila. So if you take a look in page 16 in the Shem Shmuel, he says, Yesh l'zbone, lama shnana tam azhar Shabbos shebeparshas Yisro, v'tam azhar Shabbos shebeparshas zu. How come the reason changed? Shebeparshas Yisro, mufur shatam, tishesh yizomim azhar Shabbos shebeparshas Yisro, v'yirach b'yom ha-shvi. Beparshas zu, mufur shmitam yishom yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, so why did it change the difference in the reasons? So then he writes, "V'nira the Kuzari." If you look, the Kuzari is here in the packet. Hiksha lama omer b'dibu anochi atam asher tzeisicha meretz mitzrayim lo omer asher barasi shemayim baratz yesh miayin. Shu rabusa yoser, isn't that a bigger thing to create the world? Yesh miayin. So why did the Torah say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasi Shemayim Ve'aretz? The Tirutz Shemachmas Bria Shemayim Ve'aretz Hayu Akol Shavim. In Garmani Kikushi. Then the claim to Torah and Hakadosh Baruch Hu would be equal for a Jew, a Goy, anybody. They're all shaykh to Shemayim Ve'aretz. But Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Klal Yisrael. So the question is, how come in Cain Yesh L'Havim? Lama b'parshas Yisro v'chisisa nosan tan l'shabbos machmas v'shvisha shol ma'aseh bereishis. So why is Shabbos being explained because of Maisa Bereishis. If Maisa Bereishis, then it should shaykh to Goyim also. And we know, Fakir, the Goyim, Halo Bishvil Zah Kol Shavim, Vama Nidna Rakli Yisrael. If that be the case, then the Torah, the Shabbat should have been given to Goyim also, and Adarabah, Goy Shavas Chayim Misa. So he says, "There are far shall prima shishal kvod kedushas a Rebbe Rav Brunim mi Parshiska." The Rebbe Rav Brunim mi Parshiska asked my grandfather Kotzker. He asked my grandfather, "Keni Admar Agadol Zatzal Mikotzk." So Rav Simcha Brunim mi Parshiska asked the Kotzker. He said, "Where do you get your inspiration for Avodas Hashem? Heichal lokach historu shalol Avodas Hashem? Heishiv lo." So he quoted this pasuk: "Su marom einechem u mi bara ela." That's where I got it from. I look outside, I see the bria, and I get inspiration. That's what the Kotzker answered. V'omar harav hakadosh rabbanim. So rabbanim said, "No." Shachar Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tzrichim Likach Yisoros Mitzias Mitzrayim. That pasuk maybe is only from before Yitzias Mitzrayim that you should get inspiration from the Bria. But now we have Yitzias Mitzrayim. It should come from Yitzias Mitzrayim. All the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So who's right? He says, Ukvar Tiktaktu, Shadivre, he says, and he says, but my Zayde, Kvot Kudushas Akeni, the Kotzker said, that's the Rambam that we just read. Echu aderech lavosov yirosov b'shashi izbon and adam b'masa b'bruov and iflai magdolin yir mehem chachmoso she'in la'erech v'lokeitz v'yadu oev v'shabeich v'foyim v'savet havet dolo leida Hashem agadol. So that's what the Rambam said. That's the Rambam. Rambam's the Chor talking to us after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is it? Is it from Yitzias Mitzrayim, or is it from the Bria? So he says, so now he's going to try to put everything together. And this is what he writes to Shem Yishmur. He says, V'nira, page 17 on the bottom, on the right, V'nira lefarsh be'ofen shakol divrei chacham kayom. He says, he has a way of explaining that everything should work out. Again, is it from the pasuk of Sumaro Melechem? That's the Bria, or is it from Yitzias Mitzrayim? He says, "Nir lefarsh be'ofer shakol divrei chacham kayom yinei isa bechovas halavavas." The chovas halavavas says, "Shebria sa'olam haisa be'ofer ze sheikach adam bechinam mikol habria." He says, "Bria sa'olam, person should learn from the whole Bria v'yeda v'yaski al mehem." Called Torah Shovas Halavos. You look at the Bria, and that's what the Avos did. Vade Kain Hayu Avos. Kol Tzadikim Rishon. Right, that's what the Maral says. Right, that Avram Avinu. How did he know Kol Torah before it was given? He was able, looking at the Bria, he was able to get that. Kain Hayu Avos Kol Tzadikim Rishon. Achasher Zehu Derech Raf Yichidei School. He said, but you have to be on a very high madrega to be able to see the Bria and see it from the Bria. Because the Bria is Mechusa. Right? So therefore what Hashem did was he made Nisim v'Niflos, also Zmovsim v'Mitzrayim, v'Choro v'Esol v'Einenu, Lamat Israel Lakuso is Barach Lein Kol, Lord Starch Chochmas Yiseris. He says, but what about the Hamona? What is the Hamona I'm going to see? Shvil Zeb Bichol is called Adas Yisrael is called Lidas Shmo. Lo Yichid is called Levad. So he says the Yitzias the most of Shmo team that's more blatant, so that even a simple Jew could see the Yad Hashem in the Oso Shmo team. But if you want to be on a higher madrega, then you can see Mimara Sehla. So then he says, or in the previous generations where the shamas were on a very high madrega, but the shamas ain't kol kach b'shleimus. Involving their ria gashmis moses mofsik. Now then you need kumokama. But achar hayidia the osus mofsik, because but it could be that once a person sees Hashem on the osus mofsim, then he can be able to get on a madrega to see him in other ways as well. But that's, so he says the higher madrega is to be able to see Hashem through the Bria. And that's for the, so there, page 18, he says, Me'ata yuvan shakol divrei chachamim kayam, kekvot kedushas Rebbe Rabbonim. He says, where he says that you got to get this source from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Kavanos al reishis soros, but a seichel built in mezucha. He's talking about a person who's not on the highest madrega. He's not purified totally yet. So he has to see things. He has to see mofsim. He has to see things. Kavanos al reishis soros, but a seichel built in mezucha. Ach mikra di Yeshaya and Tehillim, those psukim, myri alavodas achars kachus a seichel. But a person is already on the higher madrega. Vishka zem myri nami haramba. And that's what the Rambam's talking. The Zekim, and that's what my Zayd is talking. My Zayd, he's on a higher madrega. So Mamela, he says he gets his Soros of Summa Rome Nechem, Rumi Bara'ela. Oh. So he says, that's Pshat. Now we can go back to the original question. How come in Parshas Yisro it says Shabbos is about Kisheshes Yomim. And Parshas Vaskanan, it says, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Fi Omer Yesh Lafarej, Hadrat Ziv, Parshas Yisrael, Kisheshes Yomim, Ki Ozha Yisrael, B'malah Ha'el Yonah Ma'od. That Klal Yisrael was on a high Madrega. Right? Before Matan Torah, they were on the highest Madregas. They didn't, it was before the April, before anything. Kairos mi malach hamavis, kairos mi shibin malchus, mi roim be'enem kol inyam b'riya shemayim v'arts. So b'meila, in the original Matan Torah, in Parashas Yisro, we were on that very high madrega. So b'meila, Shabbos was about b'riya shemayim v'arts, because that's where we get our Zoras from. And it says, my yimtuku advarim al-pi masha omar or Orachayim HaKadosh, famous Orachayim HaKadosh. That the Bria, Hashem created the world in 7-day intervals. It was only to be created for 7 days, and every seventh day it has to be you have to press the button, so to speak, again. Sheshes Yomim. In other words, Hashem created Sheshes Yomim, and next Shabbos will generate the next 6 days, and the next Shabbos will generate the next 6 days. And if the world wouldn't have been regenerated on a constant basis every week, Haitzah Choseres Le'efes Habuchlot El Shenivra Bechodesh Yisrael Shayu Oz B'mayla Ha'elyona Hayu Roim Zeh Be'ineim. So Klal Yisrael in the original could see that. Al-Kenei Yolam Tam Shabbos Mitzah B'riya Shemayim V'arz. They were able to see in the B'riya. They were able to see in the B'riya how the B'riya was Mishkadesh every week. Mamela Lumas Olam, so Mamela Shabi Olam, Olam Lotiel Hemzuha Maila. But you see, but when we speak about the Shabbos is about Maisa Bracious, and we see, and that's for the high Madrega, so then you can have a question, but then it'll be Shaykh to Goyim also, but the answer is a Goyim will never be on that high Madrega to be able to see it in the Bria. So Mamela, there's no Sakana in saying that it will be Shemayim Ba'aretz, and therefore it should be Shaykh. Because Goy to Shavuot Chayiv Misa, because the Goy, even though he's also Shaykh to But he's not shaykh to the Indian of Sumaro Menechem Ruumi Boraela. He's not going to be able to see Ruchnius in looking at the Bria, only see Gashmias. So Mamela, it's no sakana to say originally in Yisro that Shabbos is because Kisheshesh Yomim Asosha. Mamela Ulmus Olam, Shame Olam Olam Loti Elam Zuhamayla. A few Losi Loti Elam Cheris in Malchamovus. Okay, Elam Indian the Shabbos Klaal. But that's from the perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not from the perspective of the people. Shabbos is about not only about Hashem, it's about therefore we need to. See, is just mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it could say, so if it would say Baruch Shemayim V'aretz, then the Goyim would have been included. So therefore it says Hashem Tzitzichim Eretz Yitzrayim. But Shabbos is from what we perceive from Shabbos, so that's going to only be on people of the high madrega. So it could say in Yisro, it could say this high madrega. But already with Pasus Vaschanan, as it calls it, Hayab Maimon Hasina, Shay Yisrael B'mayla El Yona. Maim Shur Mishtavus, because in Yisrael, as the Chachmei Humus. The Lucha Shnias, Shvar Naflu Mimim Alasum. Right, he's assuming there's some hold that the Vaschanan is Lucha Shnias and Yisrael is Lucha Shonis, if you hold like that. Luchos Yisrael was ready. It was after the Chet Egel. They weren't on such a madrig anymore. So, if it would say Bor Shemayim Aretz, then the Umos Ha'olam would be included because we know different than them. Gabi Bria Shemayim Aretz. Only different than them, the Bria Shemayim Aretz. Only in Yisrael, when we through Bria Shemayim Aretz, we're able to see those high madrigas. But in Vaschanan, If we would say Baruch Shemayim Aretz in Beis Chanan, the Goy would be included. So therefore, we have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim, which has nothing to do with the Goy. And then that's a fascinating thing. And then another point. This I made a whole packet on this. And this is another important point. This is one of the big themes of the Shem Yishmuel. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, somebody came to my house the Shabbos, and usually people come, they bring some wine, they bring this, that, and he brought two hadassim to me. Echad keneged shomor v'echad keneged zocher. So I was so taken that I made two packets on this Indian of the hadassim on Shabbos. And then the fellow said to me, a real awesome, he said to me, oh, the two packets, Keneged Zocher v'Shomor. So Bez Hashem, that's for a future shiur. But the Shem Yishmuel, his sheet is like this on page 22. Yesh lo mishonan, na mishayah, yinei b'Shabbos kulhon b'atrin b'nishmasin chadetit, kidei shirusa tzlusa. Yedu the Shomer midas laila. So this is based on the Zohar. This is the Shem Yishmuel's interpretation of the Zohar. That Shomor is Midas Laila. And Zohar is Midas Yom. The Chura, Shomor Hu Nukva. Shomor, because, in other words, Shomor basically, everyone comes in together. Everyone has the same Madrega, that they can't do Malacha now. They have to view as if everything is done. They can't do anything. But Zohar is, what Madregas are you going to reach on Shabbos? That's the seichel. and different people are going to reach it on different madrigas. So shomer achlios kli lekabela ara elokis, right? The shomer is you create the kli to be makabel the shomer yisera. The shomer is asmo shelo shotam abed is mashin nosdimlo, right? You know, if right the Gemara says chagiga, what is a shaita? You give him something, he just throws it away. So Hashem is giving us Shabbos; we can't just throw it away. So we have to have a kli kibul. So that's the shomer. And it's interesting, it could be the Shemesh will point this out to check, but that the Zohar is in Yisro, that's where we're on the high Madrega. The Shomor is in Veschana, that's the low Madrega, that's just the Hachana. That's the Kli Kibul. But then you have to be Mekabel and grow. So Shem Shmuel explains that Zohar we was connected Borosh and Maimaras, because that's the high Madrega. To be able to Sumar Omei Nechem, to see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, that's the other side of that Madrega. He says that's the Madrega of Hizayda, the Kotzker. The other Madrega is the same, the Moses of Ofsim Mitzrayim. Okay, it's important, but that you just see what's in front of you. In the Bria, it's not in front of you. You have to, it's Oilam, is the Lashon of the Sfarim Bride, Halama, it's hidden, and then you have to be able to see beyond what it is. So I think he might write this, I have to check in the Shemesh Shmuel. But that Shomer is the lower Madrega, and Mimela, and that's the Madrega where it says Kedeged Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's for the Hamona. And the Zohar is the high Madrega, Kedeged the different Dregas that we. So you saw the Tamuda come from Brias Olam, come from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we, in different people, different Madregas are able to. You know, whatever Madrega you're holding by, and there's Hashem, and one Madrega will build on the other Madrega, etc. But that's the Shemesh Shmuel's understanding of the differences between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan, and everyone should work on the Madrega they're on, because if you work on a different Madrega you're not holding by, then it's not going to be good. And that's what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says from the Ramah. That Yasa Eitz Kavoch Hamishim Amma meant that Haman wanted that Mordechai should go to the 50th Madrega right away without any Hadraga. You know, because you go too quick, sometimes you see in Bali Tshuva, they go too quick, too soon, and then they give it all up. They lose the whole thing. So you have to see what Madrega you're on. Are you on the Zohar Madrega, the Shomer Madrega? Are you on the Madrega of... Tzias Mitzrayim, or you know, the Rebbe Sumar Omeinechem, and Bez Hashem, you keep growing throughout your life. And Bez Hashem, we reach all the different Madregas, but slow, slow. Like it said over from the Chovos Halavavos, that Har Biboy Shemen Gorim Vakiboy Hapsila. If you took too much oil in the cup of the fire, that will extinguish the fire. Is you have to put the right amount at the right time, etc. And I remember one year, just give me one more second. I wasn't planning to say this, but one year, Shabbos Zohar, Dr. Lamb, Zichrono Zatzal, used to come to Yeshiva. He was here a lot of years in Parsha Zohar. And most of the years of Parsha Zohar is Parsha Tetzave. So he said, he spoke, I think maybe Rav Goldberg's Kiddush, he spoke about the Kasha that, forget who asked who. It's Imre Emes and Rav Chaim. One asked the other. I forget who said the Kasha and who said the Teretz. Maybe it was the Imre Emes asked Rav Chaim, is that, or? Yeah. You remember which way it is? Okay, we'll say for now the Imre Emes asked Reb Chaim. If it's mistaken, someone will point it out to me. It says in the Tanchuma, in the Medrash Tanchuma, that the menorah, this miracle, that the menorah was always nidlach. So if it was the menorah was always nidlach, so then how do you get the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to light the menorah every day. The menorah is always nidlach. So he quoted the Gemara in Beitza that a person puts a tipa in the receptacle. He violates mavir. He takes a tipa away. He violates mechaber. So Reb Chaim said, so they mekayim the mitzvah, even though it was lit every day, but another tipa was put in. Another tipa was put in.
Rabbi.
And that's how they were mekayim. But that was what I said. You have to have to put. You can't put too so much at once. Every day you put in another tipa. You learn a little bit more, a little bit more, and that's how the bits of the menorah was done according to Reb Chaim. But sometimes people go too quick, too soon, and then they give it all up. So you have to go b'hadraga, and as the zohar and the shomer and Bez Hashem, that's the way to success. And Rav Avadi Yosef, when he used to come here, always would say, on the pasuk, if you do too much b'chipazon, then kol adam kozev, then you're not going to be able to get the right shot. You're not going to be able to understand things properly. You go darga darga, achas achas, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, kol pruta pruta mitzdarf cheshbon gadol. If every day you put something in the pushka, in the end you're going to get a cheshbon gadol. But if you try to do too much too soon at all, you lose it. So Bez Hashem, the mitzvah Shabbos, yisodas hamuna b'riyas olam mitzias mitzrayim. And Bez Hashem, we should all grow in our learning, but also in Amunah. You have to grow in Amunah also. It's not enough to grow in learning. You have to grow in Amunah b'Hashem. And Bez Hashem, we should all steig in our Amunah as well.
Rebbe,
Yeah.
I'm sure the Rebbe's familiar with the Chazon Ish, Sefer Shaar Emunah
Yes.
B'Tochen. The first paragraph, is this the Zichui HaSeichel that we're looking for to improve our Madregas in that he talks about?
Yeah, so what do you want to say?
Because that's his whole first paragraph is about seeing Hashem in the Bria. He doesn't even mention one Chazal or one Pasuk in Chumash that a person should be able to come to Amunah just from the Bria, even before he ever learned the Pasuk Chumash, and
Yeah.
if he could free himself from any Negias. That's how he
Right, then
starts
you
off
can
the
see.
Sefer. If
Then you can
somebody
see.
is free from any Negias, so there's that, and I heard from the words that you quoted, or the Rebbe quoted, I'm sorry, is Zichui HaSeichel,
Right.
not Zichui HaNefesh, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's really logic that without Negius, so to, once a person has his
Right. What's
Yetzirah,
that? Right. That's the Rebbe Chanan. But Emunah is pashut. But the Gius is what you can't see things clearly. That's the famous piece in Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Mamorah. Okay. Let me wish everyone a good shot.